Wednesday, February 22nd, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I spoke to 400 farmers at the Northwest Iowa Ag Outlook and used the opportunity to ask questions. Life has gotten more complicated with more issues flying around that few have had experience with. That is why we are doing more primers, such as on the Mexican VAT tax and another on the border tax concept, on our online report. I asked the group if they knew who Steve Bannon was, and very few hands went up. We will have to explain Bannon in a future report, as he is a pretty important guy. He made the cover of Time magazine this month. I asked also who knew what Smoot Hawley was, and fewer hands rose than those that acknowledged Bannon. History is important to understanding the present. The 1930s Smoot-Hawley tariffs were a lesson in history that unfortunately has been forgotten. We appear to be heading a direction to repeat the mistake. I asked the group how many were going to plant more soybeans this spring, and some, but not many, hands rose. Some said they were not planting corn on corn this season. That's me. By far the most hands raised were those maintaining their rotation. That was the same at other meetings I've been to when the question was asked. I do note that there are more agronomic stories about planting soybeans on soybeans. They do that in Brazil, of course, all the time, but not where corn is king here. They need fertilizer and can perform well with adequate P&K. So do other crops. Soil testing surveys have shown that soil fertility has been drawn down below optimum levels for up to 30% of farms, and that could begin to have a negative impact on general yields. Prices are bad, so yields had better not be. I think that the significant increase in soybeans will come from other regions than the central corn belt, the south, or even the plain states, where they cut wheat acreage. Local seed dealers say that they do see some shift to soybeans. Corn is about the same price, a dime higher than a year ago, with expenses down slightly, which to me, the current price for new crop corn is about break even. Soybeans are $1.35 a bushel above last year's crop insurance price and are profitable. That should be incentive for some additional soybean acres. There's a huge range of estimates for soybean acreage. I asked how many farmers forward sold soybeans the previous year, and many hands rose. Then I asked if they had forward sold as many soybeans this year as at this time a year ago, and there was barely a hand left up. That is what I expected. The price of soybeans is higher than a year ago and profitable, but because they sold early last year and were unhappy with the result, they would not make that mistake again. You can start to see what the next mistake likely is. Corn is just a bad market made worse by lousy basis frozen in place. Farmers own too much corn to get too bullish. It will take something big weather-wise to change the corn balance sheet to the degree necessary. It is nice that the funds want to own it, as what would the corn market be otherwise? You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Farmers want to move grain, and price leader contracts have opened up again at many elevators. That gives the end user and the elevator control of the grain and control of the basis. That's like giving your opponent your lunch and the stick to beat you with. Word is that a farmer in southern Illinois planted some corn this week, so the next round of the Hunger Games has begun. One correction is that China cut off North Korean coal exports to China, not Chinese exports to Korea, as I stated. This would be an annual loss of $1.2 billion to North Korea, a very important source of hard currency that will hurt them. The need for help from China with Korea is a very strong piece of leverage for Beijing under pressure from Trump on trade. He did not keep his campaign promise to label China a currency manipulator on day one, or day whatever this is, and counting. He is going to have to solve North Korea, and that is very hard to do without China. On the hogs, the Sioux City Seaboard Triumph Pork Plant is scheduled to come online next August. Then they should get the bugs worked out to be ready for the fall run, with a second shift expected to be added the following May. They've already decided to expand the plant before it's even finished. They'll need 2,000 employees ultimately. They built the plant in a favorable location to source labor, but the expanding illegal immigrant enforcement will impact the regional labor situation so that it could be considerably different from when this and other pork plants go into production than was projected when they were initially planned. The labor supply will tighten considerably. It may not be these plants that are fully impacted, as are other businesses in the region. If the pork plants hire the legal workers available, there are fewer legal workers for other commercial enterprises here. The Newport plant may be able to attract the workforce it needs, but it may get tougher to get your house shingled. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.